Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I know there's only really one Troy, but the Pittsburgh Steelers have a new player named Troy, and that's Troy Fautanu out of Washington, the 20th pick of the 2024 NFL draft. Welcome into the Believe in Steelers show. My name is Mark Bergen, providing a live reaction to the Steelers pick. It's a bit of a surprise to me. Now, before I get too far along in my analysis, today's episode of Believe in Steelers is brought to you by betonline.ag, as always. If you want to place a bet on any of the draft action, any of the playoff action, both hockey and in basketball, betonline.ag is the place to do it. Use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV. You can see that on your screen right now to get started over at BetOnline. BetOnline, where the game starts. Troy Fautanu. It'll take me a little bit of time to get accustomed to saying. And to me, this signals that Omar Khan's not done, because you still need to address the center position for the 2024 season. You still don't have a starting center on your roster, or someone who is listed at center. You have other linemen who are accustomed to playing center at points in their career, if you were to move them over, but aren't primarily centers. So this to me signals maybe you can get Jackson Powers Johnson a little bit later. Maybe you can go get a Zach Frazier in the second round, or potentially trade up. But in terms of value, an offensive tackle is going to be a lot more valued than an interior lineman at this point in the draft. And I know that the Steelers still have a need for a starting center position. If Powers Johnson or Frazier or someone isn't there at 51, I expect Omar Khan to be aggressive and to move up. So this to me signals, hey, Dan Moore Jr., I know we're paying you about $3.5 million in the 2024 season. You're going to have competition now with Troy Fautanu, and then Broderick Jones, who played well as a rookie. And Omar Khan has even said that the Steelers want to move Broderick Jones over to the left tackle position, which is what they drafted him to be. So this to me would mean Fautanu is in the mix for the starting right tackle position. And then Dan Moore Jr. is your swing tackle, potentially off the bench. But open competition between the two young guys and Dan Moore Jr., who's going to be in the final year of his rookie deal. Now, I think Dan Moore Jr. has been a below average starter, but he has a really favorable contract going into that final season. This provides some depth with the Steelers at offensive tackle, but then also it signals to me that the Steelers want to establish the line of scrimmage, and they want to get back to running the football in the style of offense that they'll run with Arthur Smith. That to me is what this pick signals. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of about 10 years ago, you draft Marquise Pouncey in 2010 and then David DeCastro in 2012. Get back to running the football and then setting things up in the play action as well. That's the style of football that I think the Steelers will play. I think it's interesting though, Quinyon Mitchell was on the board. Terrion Arnold was on the board. Dukes Graham Barton was on the board. That's who I thought the pick was going to be. Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. Brian Thomas as well. Nate Wiggins. A lot of talent that the Steelers passed up on with this 20th pick. But they get two stud offensive tackles that should be there if they pan out for the next decade. And then here's the thing too, is if Fautanu is good enough to where he could then play on the interior and you keep Dan Moore Jr. and Broderick Jones in the starting lineup, that's an intriguing possibility as well. I do expect Fautanu to remain at tackle, and I think you've got two stud tackles in Broderick Jones and Troy Fautanu for the next decade, if it all works out. If it all works out. And then the timing of their contracts also syncs up nicely as well. But getting this offensive line back to where it needs to be. Since I've started doing this show on Believe in Steelers, running the ball has not been a Steelers strong suit. And that's why a few years back they drafted Najee Harris in the first round. Came down from ownership, Art Rooney the second. We're not going to finish last in the league in rushing ever again. And playing with the physicality, line of scrimmage game that you need at the NFL level in the AFC North division, you've got to dominate the line of scrimmage. And so this to me is, it's better value in getting an offensive tackle here than it would be an interior lineman at 20. Because if Grant Barton was the pick, or if it's Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier, we'll see how long they last, but you could likely get a player like that in the late 20s. That's probably the earliest any of those players is going to get picked. We'll know, and time will tell, maybe by the time you're watching or listening to this podcast. But this to me signals the style of football that the Steelers want to play. And then, yes, Dan Moore Jr.'s had a favorable contract, but his play hasn't been good enough. This to me signals, hey, we're going to make an upgrade here. We're going to have our two tackles, left tackle, right tackle, in both Broderick Jones and Troy Fautanu. So do you move Broderick Jones over to left tackle and then have Fautanu start right away? How quickly do you want to bring them along when you eventually move Fautanu into the starting lineup? Does Broderick Jones have to move from right tackle to left tackle? These are all questions that we're going to have answered here with this selection. But the two-headed monster in the running game, Najee Harris and Jalen Warren, they'll be able to get going now that you've made clear upgrades on the offensive line. Isaiah Seumalo, we still don't know who the starting center will be, but whether it's 51 or if Omar Khan says, hey, I want to move up to go get a Jackson Powers Johnson, a Zach Frazier, potentially make a trade for another veteran, I do think that there's another move to be made with this first round pick. I think there's still a move to be made considering you've got to do something to figure out who your starting center is going to be. I don't think that the starting center is on the current roster, despite what someone from the Steelers might tell you of a player like a James Daniels or a Herbig has center experience. And Fautanu, it sounds like he's extremely versatile as well, as to where you can plug and play him virtually anywhere. Be fascinating if he played along with Broderick Jones and Dan Moore Jr. all at the same time. How all of that shakes out is going to be fascinating to watch. But what I'm looking at is how quickly do the two young guys, Troy Fautanu and Broderick Jones, supplant Dan Moore Jr. in the starting lineup? How quickly does that happen to really establish and get the ground game going and get this offense rolling? But there's still a lot the Steelers need to address, and especially considering some of the players that were still on the board. What's your plan at receiver to complement George Pickens? What's your plan at corner with Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson? What else are you going to do there? What about safety position? Now, you know, you've got Minka, Casey, and Deshaun Elliott, but what are you going to do in that regard to get more depth there? What about linebacker? The injuries to the players still on the roster, who's going to complement Patrick Queen, shoring up the defensive tackle position as Cam Hayward enters the final year of his deal? There's plenty of moves to be made. Can't wait to see what the Steelers do at 51 or if they end up trading up. Because right now, I still think that if they got Fautanu and either say they still had the possibility of getting Graham Barton or getting Jackson Powers Johnson or getting Zach Frazier, if the Steelers get both, if they get Fautanu and then any of those three players I just named, be heck of a draft for the Steelers. And you'd have to be really excited about their offense. to be able to dominate the line of scrimmage.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So that's how I foresee all of this here on Thursday night of the NFL draft. I'll get into a few people who are checking in here. Demond saying, great pick. I think Omar still has something up his sleeve. Demond, I am right there with you. And Autumn checking in saying, next we need a center or a cornerback. Yeah, what the Steelers do at 51 or if they end up trading up. Going to be fascinating to watch here. Maybe not the rest of tonight, but even into day two of how aggressive does Omar Khan want to be? Or do they just want to stay put at 51 and see who else is there at that time? Chatty's saying, let's see when the two of the three centers go off the board. We may see the Steelers trade tonight yet. Yes, by the time you're watching this or listening to this, we very well may know the answer to that. Chad, thank you for checking in. Ted saying no to Barton. Frazier only for center is what Ted is saying as well. Everyone, thank you for checking in. The Steelers still need a center. Whether you like it or not, even with this pick, it's better value to take an offensive tackle. Specifically, left tackle is one of the most coveted positions in all football. Quarterback, left tackle, stud receiver, and then defensive side of the ball, edge, corner. Those are your positions where you need dynamic playmakers. But you need a starting center, whether it's Russell Wilson or whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields back there behind center, who that's going to be. I still don't think we know the answer to that question. I don't think that player's on the roster right now. I genuinely believe that. I'm not seeing any other comments. Again, this is just my instant reaction to the Pittsburgh Steelers making their first pick in the 2024 draft, Troy Fautanu. And if this all goes well, when we say Troy, we won't just be thinking of Troy Polamalu. And I know that's going to be a tall task for an offensive lineman, but what Omar Khan is starting to build, and let's give him benefit of the doubt, what he did in his first draft in 2023 was an awfully impressive rookie class for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cannot wait to see how the rest of tonight shakes out and the rest of this weekend. Pick 51 will be here before you know it on Friday night. And again, I think starting center or corner is going to be the next pick, just given positions of need for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But you needed a tackle here because Dan Moore Jr. was going into the final year of his deal, and it's a favorable contract. It's a rookie contract. Can you make an upgrade there? That's why I think Troy Fautanu was the 20th overall pick tonight for Pittsburgh. My name's Mark Bergen. Thanks so much for watching Believe in Steelers. Thank you to betonline.ag, today's presenting sponsor. If you enjoyed tonight's instant reaction show, do us a favor. On Apple and Spotify, leave us a 5-star review of the Believe in Steelers show. And on YouTube, if you're watching, if you haven't already, I know a lot of you have already, please tap that subscribe button, share this show with a friend. Appreciate you for that. I'm going to go ahead and sign off here. It's been a heck of a night. Round one of the 2024 draft. More to come this weekend. Thanks for watching Believe in Steelers. I'll see you next time. Take care. So long, everybody.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.